73, rushing the ball 50 yards through the air on one completion on 8 attempts with one interception, and that was the first play of the game, those 50 yards. For Cass City, they've run 23 plays of offense with 221 yards, all coming from running the ball. They have two attempts passing, both incomplete. For the Ugly Bearcats, they are being led by Derek Brown on 10 carries for 45 yards. Roman Welton, 7 carries for 16 yards. And Jeffrey Wright, 3 carries for 13 yards. Nathan Keller, 2 carries for a loss of 1. Jeffrey Wright, 1 for 8 and 1 interception in passing the ball for 50 yards. The only receiver catching it is Anthony Sweeney on 1 for 2. Roman Welton and Nathan Keller, 0 for 2. That's really all said and done. Only 5 penalty yards for Ubley's offense, and that came early on a false start. For Cass City, 21 plays rushing the ball, 2 plays passing the ball for no yards, for a total of 221 yards. Leading the way, Nick Perry, 8 carries, 79 yards, and 1 touchdown. Sawyer Cathrell, 7 carries, 50 yards. Mason Erlith, 3 carries, 62 yards, and 1 touchdown, including a 44-yard scamper just before halftime. And Shade Personowski, 3 carries for 30 yards and 1 score. Mason Earl 0 for 2 in passing. Shade Personowski.
Let me go back to the beginning. The Ugly Bearcats on the first play from scrimmage go play action and catch Cass City completely off guard. Go for a 50-yard completion on the 16-yard line. 2 plays later, an interception in the end zone has completely changed the pace of this game. Cass City, a little while later in the second quarter, scores 3 times. The Bearcats couldn't get to halftime fast enough, but the Cass City offense, led by this rushing game, has been unbelievable. I figured they'd run a little bit better on this Bearcat defense, but I thought Erla would have a few passes that would kind of open up this running game, but no such luck. The running game has been outstanding for Cass City, and their defense has been on point so far tonight.
And while we're on the topic, let's talk about time possession.
Ugly has had the ball for 14 minutes and 1 second so far in this game. That leaves 9 minutes and 59 seconds left for Cass City, but a couple big plays and some short field to work with late in the second quarter has led to that discrepancy, Clark.
I'll ask you this for each team. What does Cass City need to do in the second half to continue to roll?
Well, more of the same. Continue to run the football hard, keep making tackles on defense, forcing uncomfortable positions for the Bearcats. On the other side of things, they have to establish their running game. That is the heart and soul, the meat and potatoes of this offense is to run the football. They need to get Derek Brown going 4.5 yards per carry. It's not bad, but their longest run of the day is 12 yards, and that's okay if you're getting a lot of 6-7 yard runs to go with it, but they're not. I see a lot of ones, twos, negative ones, zeros up there. They haven't been successful getting positive gains of 3 and 4 yards like they're used to on every down. Cass City's been filling the gap, so they need to get the offense rolling, maybe get the play action going again, but their offense needs to get some first downs, and that'll give their defense a chance to rest a little bit.
Cass City defense, 24 tackles. On top of that, 5 tackles for a loss, 1 tip pass, 1 interception, and only 1 penalty. Leading the way in tackling is Nick Perry and Mason Erla, each with 6 tackles. Shade Przanowski has 4, Brad Hacker with 3, TJ Moore with 2, as well as Parker Hare, and then Sawyer Cathrell with 1. Tackles for a loss, Nick Perry with 2 of them, TJ Moore with 2 more as well, and Sawyer Cathrell with 1. The tip pass goes to Cole Chippy, number 84, Mason Earl with the interception, and 1 penalty for 5 yards, an offside early in that first quarter. For Ubley's defense, 18 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, nothing across the whole board, not even a penalty. Leading the way, Darren Soule with 5 tackles, Daniel Rakowski with 4, Jeffrey Wright with 2, as well as Anthony Sweeney, Lucas Rothy, Derek Brown, Jonathan Brandle, Roman Welton. Those 3 players have a tackle apiece, and that's it for Ubley's defense.
Yeah, the key to that there, Clark, is you see 5 plays that have gone for negative yardage for the Ubley offense. The Ubley defense has not stopped Cass City in the backfield yet. There's been no plays for loss of yardage, and that's a big feature in this game because Cass City getting a lot of offense, getting plays for positive yards. That adds up over the course of a game, and Cass City just doing everything right so far.
Well, you're curious why we went off air and the comical errors that occurred in that time. For whatever reason, how we swing back to the radio station is we have an uplink to the internet, which then goes across and is coded into an IP address, which then is brought back into the radio station. Our satellite and internet uplink, for whatever reason, is not accepting a battery charge. So when that happens, then it can go back to the, it still accepts an IP address from somewhere else. Well, for whatever reason, we're sharing an IP address tonight if we're not sending a signal with a new age hip-hop station. So in the meantime,
something you don't always hear around here.
No, it's like an it's like riding an elevator. Just kind of hang on until we're back on, and we apologize if it happens again. We're running off a cell phone now. We're pulling an internet signal from there. My data charge is going to be through the roof this month. But thanks to our friends at Thumb Siler, I think we'll be able to square that all away.
I'm sure they'll take care of it, Clark. They usually do.
And I'm sure Brent Wainer's listening out there, and we've taken care of this before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're about, I would say, it says a minute and a half before halftime. I'm not sure if we'll add another 3 minutes or not. We already added the 3 minutes on. Well, that's what happens when I start jabbering. So, Dave Hansen, what do you expect to see in the second half?
I definitely expect the Bearcats to get back into this ball game. I'd expect nothing less. The home team, the home crowd, going to fire them up, get them back into this game. But they're going to have to come out and make a stop. If I'm not mistaken, Clark, Cassidy deferred to the second half. So not only do they have a three-score lead, but they're going to get the ball to start this half. So if you're Cassidy, you're hoping for a nice, long, slow drive, burn some clock, or another touchdown to make this game out of reach. And for those Bearcats at home, they need a stop, and they need one right away so their offense can get back and get into the end zone.
Well, we stand at halftime, Cass City leading 21-0 over the Ubley Bearcats in Ubley. And we have
Vassar's on the board.
Vassar's on the board against Ithaca. It's 14-7. Ithaca's still leading, and we still don't know when this is happening. We're just getting updates as we receive them. Thank you to Paul P. Adams warming up here at halftime in the booth. Nice and cozy up here tonight, folks. And as we're trying to get things underway here, Cassidy, remember, won the toss and elected to defer to the second half. So the Cassidy offense will begin the second half on the field.
Cedarville leads Owendale-Gagetown 40-20 in the fourth quarter.
So a big lead for Cedarville going against Owen Gage, who entered tonight at 9-0 on the season. And we could see an early exit from Owen Gage in week number one of the postseason. Well, Ubley's on the field. They're ready to kick this one off right to left across your radio.
Last we heard, Sandusky leads USA 35-0.
So a big Cass City lead over USA.
Sandusky.
Big lead over Sandusky.
I like how you're mentioning that because the winner of this Ubley Cass City game will get that Sandusky team next week.
And we have the kickoff, and it goes into Cass City's hands at the 40-yard line across to the 41, where Cass City's offense will start on the field. It looks like Parker Hare brought in that kickoff. First and 10 with a short and mild field to work with from their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, short kick, and Brandon Sodro makes the tackle on special teams for the Bearcats. A big possession here now.
As the officials are meeting, they're trying to discuss a few things here. First and 10 for the Red Hawks, left to right across their radio. T formation, Erla is under center. 11:55 left in the third quarter, 21-0 Red Hawks lead over Ubley. It's a handoff to Persinowski around the left end, working towards the far sideline across the 45, tackled inbounds at the 46-yard line by Dan Rakowski. It's a 5-yard gain, second down, 5 yards to go.
And Shade Persinowski gets the first carry of the second half for the Red Hawks. He is their power back, and they take him around the left side of the line, and he barrels over a defender and gets a tough 5 yards on first down for the Red Hawk offense.
T formation, working off the left hash. Erla is under center. Hands it off to his first option. He's tripped up just beyond the line of scrimmage. Nick Perry had shot out of a cannon, And then he got tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. Gets 1 yard.